you're staying for both sessions, by 10 o'clock, your heads will be sore.
Sore now.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We are on Maseches Makos. This is class number seven. And we're on page Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And we are four lines from the bottom of the page. In your art scroll, it'll be 3B and the last of the 3Bs. If it's 3B3, 3B4, whatever the last one is.
3B.
Okay. And it's another statement, remember, of Ve'omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Remember, we're combining all the statements of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, upon which people had questions on. This topic is going to carry us right to the Mishnah.
Actually,
3B4. On Dalet Amud Aleph.
3B4.
It says nothing to do with Edim Zomimim. But that'll be the end of it. Then we go right back into Edim Zomimim. All right? So I don't know if we're going to make it to the Mishnah today. That would be nice, because then we could just kind of, you know, keep it in one session. But
let's do it.
You got to concentrate. We're now going into the world of mikvah. Think mikvah now. Okay?
Sink or swim.
Think mikvah. Okay? Now, we know that a mikvah has to have a measurement of 40 sa'a. Doesn't matter what a saw is right now. Doesn't matter how many gallons it is, but it has to be 40 saw. Now, another thing you have to realize, that once it's 40 saw, by and large, then it's okay if you, okay, well, let me say another thing. The 40 saw of water have to be rainwater and water that was not drawn by a utensil. Water that's drawn by your utensil is called mayim she'uvim, drawn water. So you just can't turn on the sink and toss water into a mikveh and start the mikveh. Even better, you can't even take rainwater that was collected in a pan and carry the pan and dump it into the mikveh. It's got to be, so how you do it, we're not going to get into that now, we're not running mikvos, but it's got to be pure rainwater. Once you've got the 40 saw, by and large, you may now add drawn water. And that's how we use the mikvahs today. The mikvah you go into, the one you go into, isn't the real original mikvah. The original mikvah is not the one you see. That's called the bor. And that's usually behind a locked door. Yeah. And that's the original mikvah of the rainwater. Then they make a little opening. And then it connects to another area that they fill up with water. And that connects and makes everything else good. What we are going to be focusing now for the night is what happens if you have a little bit less than 40 saw, and you're short a few, a little percentage, and now you're going to add water that was drawn water to it. Will it work? Will it not work? Okay, that's the issue we're going to be talking about the whole night now. We're going to see certain waters might work, certain might not work. You don't have the 40 saw of proper rainwater by itself. We're missing a few quarts, as it were. And now we're going to add some. Now, on a simple level, for sure, if you just, let's say it's missing 3 quarts of water, and now you take 3 buckets of water, and just toss it in, for sure the whole mikvah's done. No good. Right? Now we're going to talk about different types of liquids where different liquids are not going to necessarily be a negative to it, and they could be combined for the 40 saw. That's the whole discussion for tonight.
Does this have any relevance to the tangent? Does it come from?
No. It's just another statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Since we're having statements of Yehuda Amar Rav, so we're adding a few more statements that he made. We're collecting them all in this place. So just think mikveh today. All right? And maybe it'll inspire everybody to want to go to the mikveh this Friday. Okay, learning the halacha, you might be inspired. You know, I had some very good news. I met, when I was in the Pesach Hotel this year, so I talked a lot about Shabbos.
Really?
Wonder why, right? And what you should do for Erev Shabbos, and the whole, what you guys had to go through for 4 months, I did it in,
we just,
in
I just
one week over there. Yes. So anyways, I met a lady at Sobeys, she's from Thornhill Grada. And they were at the Pesach Hotel for Thornhill. They go to the Bayit. And she said, all right, Michal, I just want you to know that the first Shabbos we come back, I had the whole house ready by Chatzos. and my husband's gone to the Chabad mikveh for the last three Shabbos, Erev Shabbos in a row. So it just shows you that somebody listens. Okay, but Baruch Hashem. So anyway, so maybe by learning the Hilchos of mikveh, we'll be inspired to want to go to the mikveh. Okay. V'am are four lines from the bottom. V'am Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Shlosha Login Mayim. Okay, now log is a measurement as well. I even wrote it down, but it's not going to really help. Where did I write it? Yes, a log is 24 ounces. Okay, so if you have 24, each log is 24 ounces. So if you have three logim or lugim of water, now that is drawn water. Okay, now we just have to add in. You have a mikveh that's 40, missing this three log. Uh-huh. It needs three more lugim to make it up to 40.
72 ounces.
Okay. So now, you've got three lugim, and it's water. And this is not good water. This is the drawn water. So that's bad news. But, shenofa letochan kortov shel yayin. That in this three log, another measurement, a kortov. A kortov is 1/4 ounce. Okay, it means a small amount.
Yeah.
A small amount, but what of wine? Now, it must be very powerful, strong wine. Red wine. So,
a quarter ounce.
So, whatever. And a quarter ounce of wine. It doesn't have to be a quarter ounce. The point is trying to say, you have a significant amount of water and a little bit of wine, but guess what happens when you mix the water and the wine together? Umarehen kemare yayin. But it looks like wine.
That's less than a 60th, isn't it?
Yes, but I guess it's very, very strong color. Red wine, you know, to clear water, yeah, is like able to make it look like food coloring. Yeah. Remember, the wine in those days was very strong wine and had to be diluted, but this is really that. But it's still, it looks like wine. Okay, now, v'nafu l'mikvah. Now that falls into a mikvah that is three log short of the 40. So the halacha is, he says, lo pasluhu. It does not make it pasul. Why? Because we go after what the liquid looks like. The liquid looks like wine, and the halacha is, if let's say I had a mikveh that was just short of 40 saw, and I put three log of wine in, wine does not make the mikveh pasul.
Does it make it okay. kosher?
Like, it can be 40? Add on and make it kosher.
So it would make it to 40 and...
It would make it to 40 and make it kosher.
You're short of 40. 37?
No, three lugim short.
Well, lugim, it could be you have... I don't look up exactly the 40 saw. But you're missing three log to make it 40 saw. Okay? And so now, if you would put three lugim of wine right at the mikveh is now kosher. Okay? Now... The fact that we have, it's really three logim of water, but that little bit of wine changes the color and it looks mamish like wine. Okay? So that's what we're saying. We go after, so Rabbi Yehuda Marav's position is we go after what does it look like. And wine does not make a mikveh pasul, only a pasul with drawn water. Okay.
It's treated as if it were rainwater for the purpose
of
making
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fine. So that's
it. Water from a well, though, would have made it possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rabbinically. Mayim shuvim, rabbinically, it's not good. So that's his statement. So, okay. So, maskiv la Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana asked him a question. Well, why does that make it kosher? How is it different than another law in a Mishnah that seems to be not kosher? V'chima bein ze l'meit seva. How is this different than colored water? Titznan that we learn in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Meit seva, colored water, postliness amikvah, bishloshes login. If you have three log of colored water, that's drawn water, it makes the mikvah possible. And obviously it's not clear looking water. And so what's interesting, colored water and wine.
Wine.
You're saying wine looking water is kosher, and colored-looking water is not kosher, which seem to be the same thing. So what's the difference? And you can't argue on a Mishnah.
Especially when he said it's the color that makes it
right.
Like wine.
So Amarle Rava now defends Rabbi Yehuda Marav's position. He says Hasam over there, the fact we know it's colored water, so it's Maya Ditsiva Mikri. It's called water that is colored. Okay? Over here, Hocha though, we look at it and we call it Chamra Meziga Mikri. We call it diluted wine. In other words, when you're looking at something that's red, I guess the colored water is not colored red. It's got a different color. But anyway, when you mix wine with water, we call it wine that's diluted, because wine is something that gets diluted anyway. So it has a status of wine that's diluted, as opposed to water that just has a coloring to it. It's called colored water, and still has the status of water. So I guess in those days, if you just colored water, it was remained the status of water. But if you put wine into it, then it elevates it, I guess because of the content of the wine, even if it's a small amount, and it gives the whole liquid a status of wine, although it is a diluted wine. And that's the distinction that they make. That's question number one, and that's taken care of. This is the easy part. Yeah? Yeah.
Does that make it kosher, or
yeah.
Does it doesn't invalidate?
No.
It's a kosher.
I believe it makes it kosher. Yeah. Unless Art Scroll differs with me.
No.
I don't know. Okay. That really isn't the germane point. Germane point is really more so does it make it possible or not. This is what's more, but you'll see. This is the problem here. Okay. Fine. Now is where the fun begins. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you gotta hold on to your horses.
More fun than we've had so far.
Oh yes, much more fun. But Tani, Reb Chiya brings up Raisa. And again, can't argue on a Raisa. Reb Yehuda Merav is an Amori. Can't argue on a Raisa. It says, now there's a lot missing between the lines. It's only three words over here. Hmm. And it says, Vatani, Reb Chiya brings up Raisa. Of a similar nature of the law of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, and he says, what is? Horidu es ha-mikvah. It takes a mikvah, lowers a mikvah from its kosherness and makes it pasul. In other words, there's a brisa. I don't know why it doesn't bring down the words of the brisa. Just brings the end of the brisa. But the brisa says a case identical to the case of Rabbi Yehuda Merav, meaning to say, three lugim of water that fell a quart of wine into it, and it looks like wine, and falls into a mikvah, then we have the words, horidu es ha-mikvah. It lowers the mikvah from its status of kashrus. So there's a brisa that says the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda Merav. How are you going to deal with that one? Okay? You said if I put three quartum of water and mix a little wine, it looks like wine. It makes the mikvah kosher. And the brisa says the exact same case as it makes the mikvah not kosher. So what are you gonna do? So Omar Rava. So Rava will answer, come to the defense of Yehuda Merav. And says, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Because really, this idea is a machlokes tanoim. Is an argument of tanoim. And therefore, ha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the statement of Rav, who says that the mikvah is kosher, he holds like an earlier Tana, whose name is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that we will learn more about shortly. And ha, and the Brisa that argues with Rav, that is Rabbanan. That's like the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This is Rava's answer. Rava answers that, you're right, there's a brisa that is going contrary to Rav. The solution is, you should know, on a Mishnaic level, there is a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and the Rabbanan, in this very same fact. And therefore, Rav, he just subscribes to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's position, and that other brisa is like the Rabbanan's position. So it's not a question on Rav. If there's already an argument on the Mishnaic level, Rav can say, and I hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's all I'm saying. Rabbi Yehuda Merav says, basically, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Right. Now, what we need to do for the rest of the evening is to clarify this argument of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan. That's what we're going to now bring a Mishnah that brings Machlokes, and this is where it gets a little bit tricky. All right, you get where we're going so far? All right, what? Yeah. So in other words, Rav has made a statement. It seems to be contradicted by a brisa. To which Rava says, well, that's not a problem. You're right, the Bryce is not like him, but there already is a whole argument about this very same issue in the Mishnaic level between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan. Rav will hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and he's got no problems. I'm like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And the other Bryce is like the Rabbanan who argues, and that's fine. They can argue on the Mishnaic level, and Rav will say, I hold like this position of Rav ben Nuri, and I feel that's the halach, and he's entitled to say that. Okay. So now we have to come on and flesh out this argument. What is basically the argument so far? Does the change of color take away the status of the drawn water? That is really, in other words, when we look at when you have three log of drawn water, what is there that's making it not kosher? So if you could say, listen, I don't care what it looks like, it's three log of drawn water, puzzle, finished, goodbye, Charlie, and that's it, right. Nothing to talk about.
Cut and dry.
You know, is it not three log of drawn water? Yeah. Yes? Puzzle. All right, it's a little bit of wine in there. All right, it's a little like wine. Let's look at the content. The content is three log of drawn water. Makes it puzzle. Finished. Rav says the Chiddush, and Rocha Menur will see agree. So that is, you're right, but we don't go after purely what's in the content, but what does the content look like? And we go more by what the looking is than what the content is. And if it looks like wine, then we treat it like wine, which is not possible. Now you gotta remember, the only reason we can play around with this is because the whole psul, the deficiency of drawn water is a rabbinic deficiency. So when you're dealing with rabbinic deficiencies, we can, be lenient with it and say, well, if it doesn't look like water, maybe the rabbis didn't say the strictness under that circumstance.
And everyone would agree that if it was pure wine, it would be fine.
And pure wine would be fine. So now the question is, I've got three, if we take it to the lab, there's three log of real drawn water. Do we go with that, or do we go with the appearance that it's an appearance of wine? That's going to really be the machlokas. So now, the next part we're going to read, it's going to be two versions. Version A, that we're going to read with a certain text, and then later there's going to be a suggestion for version B. Alright? That's coming up. Ditznan, for we learn in the Mishnah in Mikvos, Shloshes Logim Mayim, if you have three log of water, going on to Dalam and Olive, Chosar Kurtuv, missing a Kurtuv. That's the way the text is this time around. And now what happened? Shenofal letochan kortov yayin. That a kortov of wine has fallen in. Now let's try to understand. One second. I didn't even say anything yet. Yeah. Is this the exact case that Rabbi Yehuda Marav was dealing with?
No.
How is it different?
Well, Rabbi Yehuda was three full logim of water, and then you add a kortov of wine. Here, you're less a kortov, so the total is three logim.
Okay, very very good. Very big distinction here. Up to now, we were talking about where you had three kortov of real bad water. Three lugan. three lugan of bad water. And you add it now to the existing three lugan of bad water. This Mishnah is speaking where you're missing, you don't have a full three lugan yet. It's less, one quarter ounce less than three lugan. So now the real issue is, do you even have three lugim of bad water?
No, you're just
short a little bit. All right. So we'll have to see. We're going to read what it says, and then we're going to have to make implications to draw from this.
You've got 71 and
okay,
a quarter.
But you hear, ready the case a little different. So again, this is the Tanakhama, because it's the Rabbanan. So if you have three logim of water, missing a kortov, Shenofal letochan kortov yain, and now a kortov of wine has been put in. So now I have three log of a mixture of water and wine.
Right.
So really, I got two things going for me to say it shouldn't be bad. Because number one, it's not really three log of water, number one. And number two, it doesn't look like water. So I've got two pluses to say it should be kosher, alright? So now, Umarehen kemarayayin. And when you put that wine in, it looks like wine.
Kemari mayim.
What?
Kemari mayim?
Kemari yayin. on the second line. You're jumping down the second line. Kamari yain, it looks like wine. And now, v'nafal mikvah, now falls to the mikvah that needs three log to finish it off. So what does the first opinion hold? Lo paslu. It does not make it possible. Okay? V'chein, and similarly, gimel logim mayim chaser kortov, three log of water missing a kortov, shenafa letochen kortov chalav, that a kortov of chalav, of milk, comes into it, umarehen kemaramayim, and now this looks like water, v'nafa lemikvah, and falls to the mikvah that's missing the three log, and brings it up to 40 log, lo paslu, it doesn't make it possible.
Even though it looks like water.
So now let's think for a minute. Let's try to come up with one unified idea. This is the end of the first opinion. It's the end of the first opinion. Again, he says, both cases you were missing a little bit of the three log, right? In the first case, you added a kortov of wine, and now it makes it look like wine. Second case, you added a kortov of milk, but now it looks like water, same like water. Both cases, the mikvah's okay. So now, if you have to come to a conclusion, what is the position of this first opinion? What do we go after? What's the main thing or combination of things? What rule would you deduce from this?
If you don't have a loop of water, so it's okay.
40, now, if you need 40, say, and as long as it's not three.
You don't have full three logum of water.
Part of what you're adding for necessity is.
It doesn't matter what it looks like. Kosher, as long as you have the.
But that's also
true. The only reason he's saying it's kosher is you didn't have three log of drawn water.
Right.
Because you see, even in the second case, when it looks like water, it's still okay. Why is it okay? It's only one reason. You don't have three log of drawn water. You can't say it's because it looks like wine also, because in the second case, it looks like water. So the look doesn't seem to make a difference. That's why he's bringing both cases. So you see, it's not what it looks like that matters. What really matters is what? Did you have three log of drawn water or not? You're missing a little bit. Now you add either wine or you add milk. Does it look like water? Does it not look like water? It does not matter. Bottom line is you did not have three log of drawn water, even though now it is three log, but it's not three log of drawn water. So that does not make a problem with the mikvah.
I take it as...
Does everybody understand that point?
Yep.
You got the point?
And if you put a kortov of drawn water...
Well, then you have three log of drawn water.
Right.
Then there's something to talk about. If you have just missing a kortov, you add what's missing, it's for sure not good. Question is now, we now have three kortov of a liquid. It's 99% water, right? Three logim. I'm gonna mess this up. You have three logim of a liquid.
Yeah.
99% water. With a little bit non-water. That doesn't matter. Once it doesn't have three complete log of drawn water, it cannot render the mikvah possible.
But we would have to generalize this. There's nothing magic about the three. It's just that's what's missing. Only three is missing.
Three is an important number. Because if it'd be less than three, it couldn't make it possible. Three log is
missing. Oh, really? So if there was one log missing, then it would be a different story.
Three is the critical number. Three is the critical number.
Okay.
Three log.
I thought that was just
it's less than three log.
You use your question on that.
Okay. Now.
Oh, that's not fair.
So now,
let's get half a question.
Moore is not going to do that. Now let's make a deduction, guys. Now it's time to, now so far, how would this relate to the case we've been talking about? We've been talking case where there is three log of drawn water. What does this have to do with us? So we're going to have to make a deduction. What can we deduce from the first statement
Maybe
now?
Then it does matter.
What would be, according to the first statement, if it was three log of water, and you add a little bit of the other kind. It would be not kosher at all because it seems the critical factor of why it wasn't possible here is you didn't have three log of drawn water.
Yeah.
That was the critical point. So the deduction is if we would say that you had three log of drawn water, now that I have that, we could very well deduce, I don't care if you add any wine. So this would be the opinion of the Rabbanon that will be arguing Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that Rav will not be holding like. And you'll appreciate that more in a second as we read the next line of the Mishnah that tells us of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's position. Okay? Remember, are you taking track of your two questions, guys? Yeah?
Well, this is a comment, right?
Yeah. There's a machlokes.
No, comment is a question. Yeah.
So the mikveh cannot, you're talking about the situation, the mikveh cannot be more than 40 log.
No, it can be more.
No.
A mikveh can be as big as you want. No.
The pro- this situation, there's three short. And you, and
three log short.
Three log short, and you're getting a mixture of three log plus a little bit of something else, and you put it in the mikveh, the mixture will be 40.
It can be more. I don't care. I don't care. But you have three. But you have three log of drawn water.
That's the problem.
Three log and drawn water of a mikveh that was needing to come up to 40. It knocks it out, according to this first opinion. Yeah.
Yeah, but really, you have two conditions here. One condition's met. The other one, we don't know anything is irrelevant. So it doesn't really say that the color makes a difference. All you're saying is,
well,
you don't
see Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, and he's going to say color does make a difference, and they're arguing on him. Yeah, but, so that's why you're going to see color does not make a difference.
You can just say that it's because there's less than a lug and has nothing to do with color.
Right.
And that, so it could be that still color could invalidate or validate depending on some.
Well,
other
then
condition.
They would have said more. He would have said even three log. He would have said a full thing to say the bigger chiddush. He would have said three log of water, and then say the halacha that it's okay. Why didn't he? He's telling you this is where it's not okay.
In this particular,
if you wanted to say more, he should have said more. He didn't. So that's where we make the implication. If the first opinion felt that when there were three log, it would be kosher still, so say it's three log, it must be, no. If it's three log, it's not going to be kosher. It's only kosher because it wasn't three log. Now, let's go to the next opinion. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, now he's arguing on this Tanakama, this Rabbanan. He says, Hakol hoylech achar hamare. Everything
visual.
Goes after the way it looks.
Visual.
Okay, so now what's the halacha then? How does it look? Well, in the first case, how does it look?
The milk looks like water.
First case.
Oh, the first
wine.
Case
wine.
Looks like wine.
Looks like wine. So in the first case, he'd say,
good.
It's kosher.
Right.
The second case, he'd say,
it's
puzzle because it looks like water.
Right.
But what have they said? What has Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said? The main thing, it goes after the look, and that is the factor. So let's deduce from that. What if it would be three log of water with something mixed in? What will be the factor? What does it look like?
Right.
What does it look like? And therefore, if it would even be three log of water that was drawn, and if it was wine that was mixed in, it would still be kosher, because what does it look like?
Wine.
Oh, so now this is the machlokas, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
Right.
In other words, the machlokas is with less than three log, but the deduction, this is what we're drawing forth, the deduction of this. So the deduction is that the first of being the Rabbanan, who say, well, the reason it's kosher because it wasn't three log of drawn water. But now if I have three log of drawn water, that's, see, the main condition would be puzzle. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it could even be puzzle even with less than three because it depends on the look. So the look is what matters. So now with the deductions, if it's three log and you add wine, it looks like wine. We go only after the look. Since it's after the look, then it would be kosher. And therefore, Rav, who says that when you have three log of water with wine mixed in, it's kosher. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who is a Tana, who is definitely one who one can rely on.
Right.
And the other Brisa that said it was puzzle is like the Rabbanan of this Mishnah that said that it's puzzle. So Rav's solution is, at the end of the day, that Rav is in safe position, because at least he has the Tana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, to support him. And that's where we're right now. Good.
Yeah.
This is your second and final. You have to be quiet for the rest of the time.
Yeah, but it's like basketball, you fouled out. Doesn't your answer to me just essentially blow him out of the water? Because they'll go back and say, well, if he meant that, then he would have said, in the beginning, he would have said a full lug instead.
No, now he's saying a bigger fish. Even with less, it could be kosher or not, but it depends all on the look.
Right.
Depends all on the look. That's what it's depending on, the look.
If you put the milk in,
sit down.
It's no good.
Sit down. So this is where we're up to now. So now, the next piece, it's continuing the Gemara. So Rav Papa, the Gemara is going to say now, but wait a minute, Rav Papa's not so sure about this. And the truth of the matter is, there could be another way of having a different girsa over here, another text, as we'll see in a minute over here. Okay? And what really we want to do over here is, well, eventually what we're trying to do is say, you know, maybe we could try to make Rav be like both opinions of the Mishnah. Maybe he's like both opinions of the Mishnah, and they're arguing about a slightly different point, and why should we make Rav only be like one of the Tanoim? Perhaps we could make Rav be like
both
of the Tanoim, which would be a better way to look at it, right? That's the next discussion over here. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question. V'ha mi boy la Rav Papa. But wasn't this issue a question in Rav Papa's mind? In other words, that which we were saying that Rav is going to be like Rav Yochanan ben Neri. We're up to this where we're saying Rav is like Rav Yochanan ben Neri and not like the Rabbanan. Not like the Rabbanan. But we see that Rav Papa had a Shaila over here, the question is, how do we read the Mishnah? Are we going to read it that the three lugim were chaser akurtav, or to read it without the words chaser akurta? Maybe the text of the Mishnah is not chaser akurta.
Does that mean lacking?
Not like it's a full three, right, and wasn't missing anything. And Rav Papa had this Shiloh over here. Okay? Vami boy la Rav Papa. Rav Papa seems to have a Shiloh over here, exactly what was going on over there. The boy Rav Papa, that Rav Papa had a Shiloh, Rav Toni Chosser Kurta Beresha, Aval Shiloh, one second, I gotta remember how this goes now. It's a little tricky part. Give me a second. The boy Rav Papa, Rav Amar Le'el Lo Pasuli Hechi Tani Mi Tani. So Rav Papa's Shaila is Rav. How will Rav learn this Brisa? Tani, will he learn this Mishnah? Will he learn it Chaser Kurtav Bereisha, that it's missing a Kurtav in the first part of the Reisha? The way we have it, will Rav learn this Mishnah the way we have it, the way it is? And therefore, what's the deduction? And the deduction is, Avol Shlosha Lugim, but if it's three Lugim, Litana Kama Pasli, then it's Pasli the way I deduced it. For us, Rabbi Yochanan Lomemer, Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, no, HaKol Holech Achar Hamara, everything goes after the way it looks. And that's one way, the way I spoke it out already, the way we spoke out. And Rav Papa was having a shot. Is that, in other words, did he have the gears the way we have it? And therefore the Tanakama is not like Rav, and that Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is like Rav? And for Rav, Omer, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, and Rav holds like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri? In words, Rav Papa has a Shaila, how would Rav have done the text, learned the text of the Mishnah? What is the text of that Mishnah? Right? Do we have the way it's written, the way I just explained it to you? Oh, Dilmer, perhaps, Rav Lo Tani. Rav didn't have that addition in the Mishnah. He didn't have the words Chaser Kurtav Bereisha. He didn't have the word missing a Kurtav in the Reisha. And if you don't have the word missing a Kurtav in the Reisha, then what's the Reisha saying? We're talking about three full log. Three full log. Wait a minute, it's three full log. Very interesting. So what's going to happen then? If your text of the Mishnah says there's three full log, what did the Rabbanan say then?
It's no good.
It's kosher all the time. Remember, what did they write? What was the first part? If wine falls into it, water comes into it, they said it's kosher. Right? But first time we had it with the text saying it was missing a kurtav. So the question, Rav Papa had a Shaila, how did Rav learn this Mishnah? Did he learn it the way we learned it the first time? Or is he learning it? No, without those two words, chaser kurtav. Meaning he learned it that it was full three logim and then a kurtav came in. If you learn it that way, then what's the first opinion holding? If you have three log of water, it's always kosher. Right. So then wouldn't Rav be like the Rabbanan also? Did I lose you guys on this one?
Because I thought if you put three drawn water in there, it makes it possible.
Okay, let's go back. How did we have the original text? The original Mishnah was little less than three log had a little bit of a quart of either wine or water going in, right? And what happened? The Rabbanan said, kosher. We go by how it looks. So what was the deduction? The deduction is, what about if it would be three? Then what would the Rabbanan say?
Pasul.
And what would Rabbi Yochanan Nuri say? Well, it depends on what it looks like.
Yeah,
but if it looks like wine, it's okay.
Yeah.
So who is Rav is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and not like Rabbanan. That's what we said before.
Right.
And that was Rava's answer. Rava says, how do we deal with the fact that it's a Braisa argument, Rav? Well, there's a Machlokas Tanoim. And he goes like that. Now that's all of you, if the text you have written is Kortav, Glug, Chosser, Kortav. Missing a Kortav. Right? Now, so Rav Papa had a Shaila. How did Rav learn this Mishnah? Did he learn it the way we learned it, saying it's three minus a little?
Or full three.
Or did he, or was his text of the Mishnah a full three? And then something came in.
Right.
That's how we start this, the Gemara, right? We say that Rav said it was a full three.
In Rav's case, but what's the Mishnah's case?
Right, oh I see.
The Mishnah where there's the Machlokas, the Rabban Rav Yochanan Nuri, what is the exact wording of that Mishnah? The way we learned it the first time was, three log minus a little chorto. So now you never really had three log of drawn water.
Right.
And then we made deductions from what was in that Mishnah, right? So Rava's answer was, Rav is only like the Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. He's not like the Rabbanan. Because from the deductions we see, the Rabbanan would not be like him. So now all the Gemara is saying, so what did you say? You said that Rav is only like one of the two Tanoim. Rav Papa said, wait a minute. You know, there, I believe that Rav had a Shaila how to learn the Mishnah. How the wording of the Mishnah should have been. Should it be the way we presented it the first time? And indeed, Rav is only like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and not like the Rabbanan. Or maybe he had a different text of the Mishnah. And the text could have been three lugim straight, not missing anything. And that's where there's a machlokes. Now, if that's where the machlokes is, you're going to see that Rav will be like both rabbis. And wouldn't it be better to make Rav be like both rabbis? Is it, you want to make Rav like one Tana, or would you rather make Rav like two Tanas? So Rav, the question is, Rav, you seem to be very clear that Rav is only like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. From Rav Papa, it could be maybe both ways. Let's read it again. Okay, let's go back. Ha mi boy, veha mi boy, boy le Rav Papa. Alright, you got that?
Yeah. Right after the elephant, right?
Right? You see about six lines from the top.
Oh, yeah.
So now Gomorrah's asking, again, Rava's conclusion was that Rav is only like the Rabbanan and not like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. So what the Gomorrah's going to say is, well, the way Rav Papa analyzed it, could be Rav could be like both rabbis. Mm-hmm. Why? For Hami, boy, little Rav Papa. We see Rav Papa had a whole question about this. The boy Rav Papa had the following question. Now, the first half is, he says, did Rav learn it the way we just did before? Yeah. This is going to be repeating the way we learned before. So is it Rav, Tani, did Rav have in his edition of the Mishnah the words, Chaser Kurtav, it's missing a Kurtav, so we're dealing with not a full three log, the way we were learning it the first time, Beresha in the first part of the Mishnah, but the deduction as we deduced, Aval shlosh lugim, but if it's three lugim, then yes, l'tana kama pasi. According to Tana kama, it's pasul. V'asr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri came along l'meimar. No, hakol holich achar amar. Goes after the mar, and even with three log, it would be kosher by the wine. And that's all the way we learned it before. Is it that way or no? Or no? And more. And let me finish up. Didn't finish. V'rav omen rav holds Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's the way we learned it the first time. So Rav Papa had a doubt. Do we learn it the way Rava learned it straight? Or no? Rav Papa said, maybe Rav learned it differently. Oh, Dilma, maybe Rav lo tani. He did not have a text that had the two words Chaser Kurtav Beresha. He didn't have the words Chaser Kurtav Beresha. What did he have? Just three lugim, straight. And the Machlokas is right there with three lugim. Now let's learn the Mishnah that way now. What if it says three lugim where wine fell in it? Or milk fell in it. Well, let's look at the first case. Let's not look at the second case. I don't want to confuse you too much. Let's look at the first case. Three lugim, wine falls in. What's the first opinion say?
Kosher.
kosher. Yeah. Is that going to be like Rav? Yes. For sure. That is Rav 100%.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? There's nothing to deduce because he, the way you're reading it this way, it's three log.
Right.
Straight.
Yeah.
Not little, missing three log. Wine falls in. Kosher. Right? So now, so let's look at it this way. So, Rav lo tani, or do you want to say he does not read it, chaser kurt of Bereisha. And therefore, what's Rav Yochanan arguing on? Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri ki poli, when Rav Yochanan ben Nuri argues on the chamim, a seifa hu the poli, he's only arguing on the seifa, but not on the reisha. Cause let's look. Let's just look at the ratio right now. According to the first case, when wine falls in, what does the first opinion say? Three log. Wine falls in. What does the first opinion say?
Kosher.
Kosher. That's for sure like Rav.
Yeah.
Right? What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say? Everything goes by the?
Color.
So three log of water, wine going in, what's the law?
Kosher.
For sure kosher. Aren't they both like Rav?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would all agree.
Now, when will the argument be? In the second case, the text would still remain three log minus a little kortov. Three log minus a little kortov. And that's why the first opinion will say it's kosher, because you don't have three of water at all. And the second opinion is going to say we go by how it looks, and it looks like water, so it's going to be not kosher. But at least in the first case with the wine, that's the only thing that bothers us is the wine. So it would be, Rav would be like both opinions. That's what he says. For Rav, to Omer, Kedivri Yaakov. And Rav would hold like everybody. Right? So why are we wanting to say that Rav is only like one rabbi? We see Rav Papa was in doubt. If you have a different textual reading, Rav can be like both guys. So why, Rav, are you so sure he's only like one rabbi? Hello? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't know how they can change the volume in the two examples if it's one Mishnah. How can they?
Masoras is what the text said.
Right.
That's not a big deal.
Is there a Masorah that there's a missing?
There could be an argument. What was in the text? There can be arguments. What does it say in the text?
One Mishnah where they're bringing two examples.
It's a Mishnah, and the guy says, you know, your tradition of Mishnah, you're just two words wrong over there. Rav Papa was in doubt.
I could understand that if they didn't bring two examples, and the second example has to be lesser kortov.
The second one is fine. The question is, what's the first word, the first case?
I understand.
So, okay, you don't understand, but you hear what Rav Papa's question was, right?
Yeah.
So, according to Rav Papa, we have Rav could be like both rabbis. So, after breaking your heads on all this, the answer just says, get out of here. Says like this. You're right. Rav Papa, mi boile. Rav Papa wasn't sure what the text according to Rav was. But Rava, pshitale, Tim, it was obvious. He said the text was the way we brought it. And Rav didn't have any questions. And that's it. There's nothing else to talk about. Right? In other words, Rav Papa says, I don't know what text Rav had in the Mishnah. Good. Rav Papa, you're not sure. Rava was the one giving the answer to Rav. So Rava gives the answer to Rav and says, you know what? Rav had this text that was three log minus a kortov. And therefore he only can be like the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and not like the Rabbana. And that's Rava's answer. Rav Papa would suggest a different answer maybe. Rav Papa might suggest, according to Rav Papa, yes, Rav Papa, we can do the Rav. Well, if Rav has a different gear to the mission, then Rav is going to both guys. And that's all. So we have Rava is clear that the Mishnah is only one way according to Rav, and therefore Rav can only be like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Papa wasn't sure how the text should be, and therefore it could very well be, if you have the text like the second way, that Rav would be like both rabbis. So that is the... But either way, Rav's okay. Yeah. Rav's either okay according to Rav that he's only like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, or he's okay like Rav Papa that he can be like both rabbis. Let's just finish up one more little part to finish up this little section while your heads are reeling already. So now comes along Rav Yosef. It's just like a little add-on to the finishing. So again, Rav Papa wasn't sure of the text. Rava was sure. He was sure that it was talking missing a kortav, right? So now we'll get Rav Yosef to give the full balance. Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef, unfortunately, in his later years, forgot his learning. Yeah, whatever, amnesia, whatever, forgot learning. So he would come to his student, Abai, would help him out and would remind him about things. So Amar Rav Yosi says, lo shamili hashmaitza. You know, I didn't hear any of this whole discussion over here. I don't really know what was going on over here. I didn't know anything about this. He's hearing this whole discussion. You know, I don't know anything about this discussion. Normally, Abai says, Rebbe, At Amrit, you told us, Le Niele, you were very active in this when you had your better memory. V'yachi Amrit Nielan. And this is what you told us years ago, your assessment of this whole question of Rav, who's he like? And you said, the Rav, without a doubt, not even a Shaila, Lo Tani Chaser Kurtav Reisha. He did not have the mission with the words, missing a Kurtav. With the definitive, you said. He had the different text completely. He said it was three lobes straight. Not a shayla. You were clear on this, Rebbe. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Asefa Polig, Rabbi Yochanan argues only on the second case. And for Rav Dover, give you a call. And Rav was like, everybody, done. So now, what the conclusion is as follows. We have three rabbis. We have Rava, the first rabbi, Rav Papa, and Rav Yosef. Now, Rava says, Rav is only like Rav Yochanan Ben Uri.
Right.
And he had the text, three log, missing a kortum.
Right.
And the deductions is what makes the rabbis not be like Rav. Rav Papa wasn't sure how the text should be.
Yeah.
So he wasn't sure if Rav is only like Rav Yochanan Ben Uri or if he's like everybody. The Gemara said, well, you're not sure, but Rav was sure. Now Rav Yochanan says, yeah, I don't know what's going on over here. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi says, Rebbe, you knew what's going on in your prime. And you knew clearly as what? That Rav had the text that three log straight without the specific kortav. And then it's without question that Rav is like everybody. So it comes out, Rav's statement, he's okay. Either he's okay going to Rava because he's like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri and that's good enough. According to Rav Papa, he could be like Rabbi Yochanan, he could be like both. And according to Rav Yosef, he is definitely like both. Any way you slice it, there's no problem with Rav. You can only either say he's amazingly great, or he's like one opinion. So you have all three sides. Rav has said the text is missing a kortav, and therefore from the deductions we see he's not like the Rabban, but he is like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Rav says, I'm not sure what Rav's text would have been in the Mishnah, and therefore could be he's like everybody, could be he's not. Which Gemara first said, well, Rav's pretty sure that Rav knew what he's dealing with. And comes from Yosef, the polaric extreme opposite of Rava's way of analyzing it and saying, Rav clearly did not have the text Chosar Kortav. He clearly said it was three log. The first opinion says it's kosher with wine, and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri says it's kosher with wine. The only argument is well, if it looks like water when it's not a complete three log. And that is the Gemara.
What happened to Rav Chia? They don't come back and deal with him?
Who's Rav Chia?
Wasn't he the one who took the opposing view to Rav? And we said, well, he could be like the other Tana?
No, it was Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, you like the other time.
Here, over here, the last line.
Rav Chia brought down a brisa.
I thought he was the one that we saw.
No, Rav Chia brought a brisa without a name. It says the opposite of Rav. So we're going to say that's either going to be like a Rabban or it's like nobody.
Oh, I see. I thought we said that one could be like one and one could be like the other time.
That was the way Rava learned it.
Now, who's
but
the
now,
one
the, not... way, the way Rav Yosef learned it, that I don't know who that's this Bryce is like. That Bryce is out in the cold.
Okay.
We'll chazer over a little bit tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
There's a nice table.
So how do we hold?
It doesn't matter how we hold.
It's like the blackboard.
Like Rava.
Oh.
It doesn't matter how we hold.
Over
here.
You good?
Over here. You got
yeah, it's nice.
Okay, good. All right, so we'll look at the summary there. Okay, we'll go it over again tomorrow again. All right? But okay, Shikai, I'll give you a minute, and then we'll get to the Rambam.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I feel like I need a quarter of a wine.
I don't know. I
have them late.
Quarter of a
tea.
Well, if you want an ounce,